Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 35, verse 1 to Genesis 35, verse 29. God is determined to make this Israel is your name thing stick. Look, Yahweh, old Jake can't remember what he named a city 2 seconds ago. Face it, he and everyone in his family have the mental capacity of library paste.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Kind of that recap was incredibly funny.
Well, I have such good source material.
Yes, the source material is incredibly hilarious if you hit yourself with the hammer a few times, though. But, I mean, your recap was funnier. I didn't even need the hammer that time.
Thank you. We might need a hammer today, though.
Yes, I'm afraid we might, because we're now starting Genesis 36.
Yes. Okay, 36. Well, you want me to just jump in?
Yes, just jump right into it.
Okay.
Sink or swim, Connie, sink or swim.
Oh, I like to swim.
Yeah.
All right. 36:1. Now, these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
Great. Oh. Now we get to find out everything that happened to Esau while we were paying attention to Jacob. It's a side switch. You know, it's like watching a movie and suddenly they do the side switch over to what was happening over here during the other time. And then they try to recap a little bit at the same time. It's a recap sideways type thing, you know.
And so is Edom a people's, or is Edom Esau's other name?
It doesn't say. It's like...
Nor does it matter, does it?
No, none of these people.
I'm asking questions that nobody needs answers to.
Yeah, well, we'll find. Maybe we'll find out. I doubt it. 36:2. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Elaglah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibani and the Hivite.
Yay. 36:3, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebahoth. Ishmael. That was. I'm thinking of Ishtar.
Yeah, you're thinking of Ishtar. That was a horrible movie, by the way.
Horrible movie. This is a horrible genealogy.
Yes, it is.
There's some similarity there. I guess I can see why I made the mistake.
Yeah. Well, there's questions on who's related to who here, because apparently in this one there's two different. People who are saying that this person is their daughter, but doesn't matter because they don't really care. Because like, this person's their daughter. No, it was their daughter. Well, just put them both down. Who cares? It's just a woman.
You know, who's going to judge if two men want to be in love and adopt? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they're both.
She's got two dads.
I have my two dads.
She has two dads. That was a TV show. My two dads.
Yeah.
36:4, and Ida bear. To Esau, Eliphaz, and Bashira bear Raul. You know, he went on to become a great chef, Raul, and invented ravioli. Oh.
36:5, and Aholibamah bear Jehush and Jalam and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born to him in the land of Canaan.
Oh, great. Now that we know where they're being born at, because if it wasn't in Canaan, it doesn't count. It's like Las Vegas, you know. 36:6, and Esau took his wives, plural wives. Okay, so God still does not have a problem with having more than one wife. Great.
Nope.
And his sons and his daughters and all the persons of his house and his cattle and... all his beasts and all his substance. I almost read that substances, like, you know, he's taking his drugs. He's taking his poppy and things like that. And all of his substance, well, it might still be drugs, I don't know, which he had got in the land of Canaan and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. Okay, so he's like, okay, I'm taking all my shit and I'm taking everything that was here. Fuck all of you.
Is this after their fight or is this...
It sounds like this is the story that happens after the Jacob and everything had Jacob just, this is the, we're picking up after Jacob had just taken off. So
I see. So this is exposition right here, where we're just backing up.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to. Everybody was. I was asking myself that too. I was going, wonder what's happening to Esau right now.
Yeah, that was on my mind the whole time. We were just dealing with Jacob. I was like, what about Esau? Esau was having all these hardships, and then we find out he has 400 men. It's like, well, how did that happen? Oh, now we're gonna find out.
36:7. For their riches were more than they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. You know,
what?
I've lived downwind from a rendering plant before, and when the wind shifts, it's, you know, that all that cow dung in one place.
Yeah,
it's a bit much.
Yeah, I've driven through Iowa before. I know what that's like. 36:8, and thus dwell. I'm sorry, 36:8. Thus dwell Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. Okay, now Esau is Edom. Did he change his name?
That's what it said in verse 1. Esau is Edom. Edom is Esau. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like
them. Sam, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Edom. I like that cheese, actually. Oh, that's with an A. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Edom. 36:9. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. Ah, yay.
Yay. Now we're on the mount again. Great.
We get a genealogy because we were really bad in another life.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best part is none of these people are ever going to matter ever again. But they're important to just to write them down just so we know where we were, just so you can backtrack it for whatever reason, even though you can't really, but because their tree does not fork. 36:10. These are the names of Esau's sons. Like we fucking care. And we fucking read this already. Esau, Elephant, or Elazan, or Elephan, whatever, the son of Ida, the wife of Esau. Raul, the son of Bathshema, the wife of Esau.
What, do we have short-term memory loss or something that they have to repeat this?
Yes, apparently we do, because I remembered it, and I only just fucking read it like a few moments ago.
It wasn't important then. It's not important now.
No.
36:11. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gadam, Kenaz, Harpo, Mark. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah, we were going into the Marx brothers after that. No, that's the Three Stooges.
That's true.
That's two different ones there. 36:12. And Teman, the concubine, was concubine to Eliphazan, Esau's son, and she bare Ephazan, Elamech. These were the sons of Ida's, Esau's wife. Okay. Okay. Apparently, Elamech born many years after his descendants were already smitten. Okay.
Amalek. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that was back at 14. That was back in Genesis 14:7. So, yeah, many years later. Okay, so I thought he was like born earlier too. All right, great.
He found a time machine.
Yeah, apparently.
36:13, and these are the sons of Reuel.
Wait a
minute.
I'm sorry. Smitten? Does that mean that they were, to be smite, you know, like to be killed. He's got ancestors he couldn't have actually had because he was killed back in Genesis 14:7. But now he's alive to give kids?
He was in deep smit.
Oh, that was, well, he was, it was a superficial smitten. You know, it was like a flesh wound. I'm sorry, Connie. Continue. I apologize.
No,
I
was it's like, okay.
Book is so absurd.
36:13, and these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Beshermeth, Esau's wife.
Oh, great. Does the wife have a name? No. The wife doesn't have a name. No wife. The wife does not have a name. She's just the thing with tits. What's the name of that baby making machine? Miss Titty. I don't know. No one gave her a name.
She's, hey, you.
Hey,
bring
you.
Me a sandwich.
Hey, you, make me sandwich.
Oh, gosh. No, that's my Tuesday wife. Sorry.
Yeah, that's, I'm sorry. No, that's Tuesday. That's Tuesday. My other wife is Wednesday, Thursday. You've met Friday. 36:14, and these were the sons of Ella. Oh, are these people alcoholic? What the fuck is wrong with these people? These are the sons of Eloholabama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zebon. See, now Anna's apparently, either there's another Anna or it's the same Anna is now a daughter of Zebon. Esau's wife, and she bare Esau, Jewish, and Jalam, and Korash. Okay, see, now apparently, see, this one's already in conflict. 36:14 is in conflict with the one which says up in 36:2, because she said she was the daughter of Zebon.
Maybe it's a family name. Maybe it's like you.
And she bared the same exact kids.
They gave them no different kids, same name.
Same name. Yeah, that won't be confusing at the family reunion. Hey, yeah. Hey, Esau. Yes, yes, yes. No, not you, Esau. Esau. Yes. No, not you, Esau. Esau. No, not you, Esau. Esau.
Everybody names everybody after the great grandfather. You know. Yeah. That's why you have name tags. Never mind. 36:15. These were dukes of the son. What?
Now they're dukes? They're suddenly now dukes. When did that happen?
I don't know. I wasn't aware of this. Again, I'm constantly surprised at that
they've given themselves. They've apparently they've just given themselves dukes. Like, yeah. Now they're suddenly like, we're not important enough. Now we're dukes. Yeah, we're dukes. Yeah, yeah. That's it. You're dukes.
Okay. They're just good old boys.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any harm. Anyway,
all right. I see what you did there.
These were dukes of the son of Esau, sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz.
Duke of Earl, Duke of Esau, Duke of Esau.
Go right ahead. We still were in a list. So.
Oh, fuck me. God.
Let's get a rhythm here.
This is just all of a sudden now they're dukes. They're not important enough. We gotta name them. Give them. We're gonna give them a title, so they're dukes now. Great.
You know, I know I've read the Bible before, but I don't remember the term duke being. I'm sorry.
Maybe they're just into fighting. Put him in dukes. Put him in dukes. Take you all on. I'll put you again. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. 36:16, Duke Korah, Duke Getam, and Duke Elamech. These were the dukes that came of Elizan, the land of Edmon. Okay, now these were the sons of Ida.
Okay.
All right, so I thought, wait a second. Now, Edom is also Esau? Okay, all right, whatever.
Yes.
Oh, fuck these people.
Oh, and it's also the land.
Yeah, and there's also he's also named himself the land too, I guess. I don't know. Oh, these people are weird.
36:17, and these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shema, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashmath, Esau's wife. Bathmat.
Bathmat. Yep. It's Bathmat. Just go with Bathmat. I don't. It doesn't matter what her name is. She's never gonna get mentioned again. It's just she's just a Bathmat.
She's just a Bathmat. She's just a. You just walk all over her.
Yeah.
Because she's not nothing.
She's not important. 36:18, and these were the sons of, oh Christ.
Holy.
Elabas, Esau's wife, Duke Jewish, Duke Jahalam, Duke Koresh. These were the dukes that came of Elabah, the daughter of Anna, Esau's wife. Okay, now everybody's, all right, they're just renaming everybody, and they just put the word duke in front of it. Okay, this is like they're trying to make themselves seem to be more important. Oh, well, we were just so-and-so. No. They're dukes. That's what it is. We got to make ourselves sound really important.
We have to have
this is Duke dukes. Connie, and I'm Duke Packard.
Duke. 36:19. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes. I really just read that.
Yes, you really just read that.
So important. We're not done, though, people.
We're not even done. No. 36:20. 36:20. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land Lotan and Shebal and Zion and Anna. What?
Again, Anna.
Who is Anna again?
36:21. And Dishon and Ezer and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom.
Oh, goody. Now the Horites got dukes. Oh, now I got a duke. They got a duke. Now everybody's got dukes. It's like, Cham, nobody comes up with a thing, their own duke type name. But no, they got to copy us.
Something tells me we're going to read all these names again. Something, as dukes.
Yeah, from now on, it's all going to be Duke of Earl.
Yeah. Damn it.
Where did we leave off? 22?
Yes.
Okay, 36:22, and the children of Lotan were Hori, and Heman, and Lotan's sister was Timan. Oh, no dukes there? I'm surprised. Shocking.
Okay. We have a sister. Interesting.
They're one sister.
Feel sorry for her. 36:23, and the children of Shobal were these: Alvin,
Simon, and Theodore.
Exactly. Manahath, and Ebal, and Shepho, and Onam.
Oh.
I preferred Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
Yeah,
myself.
So did I. I grew up watching the Chipmunks. I like the Chipmunks, and if I'm waiting for Dave to come out going Alvin. 36:24, and these are the children of Zebon, both Eljah and Ana. This was that Ana that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zilbon, his father. What?
Oh, everybody!
I just came across a woman looking around in the wilderness looking for mules, so I decided to fucking marry her.
I love that
what?
Story. That's one of my favorite stories, right after Cinderella.
Yeah. That's how I find out about finding women. Is I walk around the woods, and if I see someone wander around looking for asses or, you know, pine cones or something, it's like, hey, you want to get married and have kids? Sure, why not? Sounds good.
As long as they're called Anna.
Yeah, as long as is your name Anna? No, sorry, fuck off.
Remember when everybody named their kids Brittany or Justin? Where are we at? Oh, 25. 25, thank you. And the children of Anna were these: Dishon and Aholibama, the daughter of Anna.
Apparently, Anna is. I'm wondering, is Anna the male or is Anna the female at this point? I'm forgotten here.
I have no idea.
I don't know. It seems like Anna is having a lot of kids, but I don't know if it's a guy or a girl at this point. Because I know sometimes they do name the women, but rarely. And fuck these people. 36:26, and these are the children of Dishon, Himadan, and Ishban, and Ithran, and Cheran. Genealogy is fun.
36:27. The children of Ezer are these: Bilhan, and Zavan, and Achan.
Clay Achan? Clay Achan?
I hated him. Douchebag. Tend to be all nice, and he was a real douche. So anyway.
36:28. The children of Dishan are these. Great. More poor grammar on top of it. Uz, and Aran.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds you make when you're farting. Okay. 3629. Oh, here we go. These are the dukes that came out of the Horites. Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibion, Duke Anna.
It's the same people. They just put the name Duke in front of them this time.
Exactly, but it's important to note this, right?
It's important. Yeah, it's important to know that we decided to make them so much more important than they really were. 3630, Duke Dishan, Duke Isher, Duke Dishan. What the fuck? Dushan and Dishan? Do you not fucking people know how to fucking make people? Are you have no fucking originality here? These are the dukes that came from Horai, among their dukes of the land of Sirai, or Sirer. You just fucking told us this. They weren't dukes about 5 minutes ago. All of a sudden, now they're fucking dukes. Oh, big deal.
They said they were dukes, but they did put Duke in front of their name.
Yeah, now it's more properly. Yeah, now it's more proper. It's a changeover, apparently.
3631, and these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel.
Oh, goody. Now we're going to go, oh, well, you guys had dukes. We have kings. That's it. We got kings. Kings are way better than dukes. Dukes are like peon kings. They're not even kings yet. They're like the dukes. We got things called kings now. So beat that.
This is a self-important assholery.
Yes, it is. It's a whole lot of self-important assholery.
Mm-hmm.
32. And Bela, the sons of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of the city is Dinabah. Great. Thanks a lot. We needed to know this. Like it was really important.
Who's Bela?
I don't know, but Bela apparently is going to be very important for about two lines.
3633, and Bela died. And Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead.
You know, I've noticed that Bela was mentioned, didn't do anything important, just the fact that they gave birth or had kids, and then that's it, and then they live somewhere. It's like, so-and-so lived in this city, and then they died. Great. What more do we need to know? Well, is there anything they do anything important? No. They were just the bus driver. They just drove a bus. No, and then they lost their job, and then they just died lonely, you know, eating cat food. 3634. And yes. Jacob died. Oh, no.
Jobab.
Jobab. I'm sorry, not Jacob. I wish Jacob would die right now. I want Jacob dead. Unless he dies like in the next line or two, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Jobab and Jobab died. And Husham. Husham. Oh, God damn. Husham. And the land of Teoman reigned in his steed.
In his stead,
whatever. I don't care anymore.
3635. And Husham died. Oh, and Hadad, well, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avith.
So he gets to have a city named Avith, but he died after something. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense. I'm 3636, and Hadad died, and Samla of Meskara reigned in his stead, whatever.
3637, and Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead.
You know, it sounds like these people lived in the house, these other people moved in because the other person, the previous owner, died in their stead. You know, that's what it sounds like to me. That so-and-so lived here until they died. Oh, great. Well, we'll just move in now. Don't bother the fumigating or moving the body out. We'll just live here.
Evidently, the qualifications for being king are pretty loose.
Apparently.
High job turnover.
Yes. Is this all right? We're up to 38.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So many people are living and dying for no fucking reason, and we have to mention them. But you know, hey, We just got to make sure we keep track of all this shit. 36, 38, and Saul died, and Bela Hanan, the son of Elbor reigned in his stead.
Akbar. It's a trap.
That's a trap.
And yet, you know what? Archaeology and history report nothing of these people as far as I know.
No, there is no record of them. These people outside the Bible. Nope. And they're not important. They're just like, yeah, this king came up and then he died. Didn't do anything important. Just he was king for a while and then he died. And then somebody took his place. Yep, that's it.
36, 39. Baal-Hanan, the son of Akbar, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pau. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab.
Okay, so now because we go through all these different kings or whatever, then they just apparently just like, you know what? I'm having a day. Let's change the name of the city. Okay. We're now the city of Paul, just for the fuck of it. So we're now Paulites here. Everybody here, you're not from the city of Bethel or whatever the fuck we want to call this place, which was Moab, I guess, previously. We're Paul because I'm having a day. I so declare it because I'm king and I'm crazy like that.
Did you hear about the three-legged dog that walked into the bar? He said, I'm looking for the guy who shot my paw.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, that was bad.
That was bad. Was worthy of the Bible, though. 36, 40. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their families, after their places, by their names. Duke Timah, Duke Elvla, Duke Jedith.
36, 41. Duke Holy Bumma, Duke Ella, and Duke Pinon.
Great. 36, 42. Duke Kenza, Duke Tiamon, Duke Mizbar.
Mizbar.
We're from Mizbar. Mizbar. When I read this word, I'm thinking of, you know, the Coneheads.
We are from France.
We're from France. I am from France. I'm Duke Mizbar from France.
Way more interesting than this.
Way more interesting than this.
36, 43. Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. Dun, dun. Done. We're done with this.
We actually went through a whole chapter.
Yay.
Are we done yet, Connie? There's more books yet. There's more chapters in this book, and there isn't there.
You know, leave tomorrow's troubles for tomorrow.
We'll leave these tomorrows for next week. So if your head is still reeling over this, we apologize, but this is what this crap shit says.
Do not listen to the Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe on a binge fest.
Yeah, don't go if you're going to go drinking. Don't listen to this while you're drinking. You will do something you don't want to do, and I'm not going to be held responsible.
We don't need you to name children after us or anything like that. That's not a problem.
Well, you can name somebody Packard. I'd be quite honored if you named your kid Packard. But then everybody will ask you, why'd you name your kid after a car?
So, do not operate heavy machinery.
You know what you can do, even if you are drunk, and you can drunk tweet us, because I have had people drunk tweet me before at my personal account. But you can drunk tweet us here over at ABANW Podcast if you want to. Or you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW and donate some of the money you would have gotten drunk on over there instead. Any of you drunk Facebooking, why not go over to our Facebook page over at facebook.com/ABANDNW or visit our web home over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find this show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Spreaker. And be sure to email us. Don't do it drunkly, please. With any comments, questions, or email, or regular email, love or hate mail, I should say, and send it over to tatbanw@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, while you're there, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review for the show as well, and at those all those awesome podcasting locations. Until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.